Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. How many other athletes can drop that line and get away with it without being laughed at, scoffed at, made fun of? Not Patrick Beverley, for sure. And Kevin Durant took him to school on Thursday night. He enjoyed shooting over him and taking him to the hole and nearly topped his career playoff high. And all is right in the Warriors' world again. They're having fun. They had another 30-something point lead, and this time did not collapse against the Clippers. That was game three on Thursday night. They're back up 2-1 in that series. And Durant's number was called over and over, and he was in a zone. I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. LeBron James could say that, but he's not currently playing. He's on an early vacation. Tiger Woods could certainly say it, even before he won the Masters again. I like this tweet from Danny. I'm Mr. Big Chest. You know who I am. Maybe now we do. We'll see about the effect the Raiders have on Mr. Big Chest. So what other athlete can get away with that? And I'm certainly interested in the athletes that are not in season. I got you. I'm Rob Gronkowski. You know who I am. He definitely would drop that line. Tom Brady probably wouldn't in public because it would hurt his image, but no doubt he feels that way. Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Oh, and Antonio Brown absolutely would drop it. So would Odell Beckham Jr. But I'm wanting to focus in a little more even on these current playoffs in the NBA and the NHL. Sidney Crosby could get away with it. Would he actually say it? No. And maybe you wouldn't have many guys in the hockey arena drop that line, though Alex Ovechkin could get away with it. He owns it, and he's a champ now. But the bigger picture being, the playoffs need some animosity. They need some sex appeal. They need some spice to them. I will not go so far as to use the B word. I wouldn't call them boring. We've got storylines that are simmering. But the playoffs definitely need a couple good feuds. Some arrogance, some I'm Kevin Durant, you know who I am, Patrick Beverley, some Russell Westbrook and Damian Lillard shoving each other, which if you haven't seen that video from game number two, I get my numbers mixed up, there's so many playoff series going on right now, game number two in Portland, if you have not seen the two of them shoving each other and Lillard dropping this face at Russell Westbrook while Russ complains about getting shoved over. Producer Chris just tweeted that video from our show account, After Hours CBS. I think Nets and Sixers have the potential, though I don't know how long the series will be around. But the fact that you've got Jared Dudley yapping at Ben Simmons getting booed every time he touched the ball in the first half, and then going off for a career playoff best 31 points. Without Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons certainly brings the spice, and he certainly does bring down the rain of terror and fire on the Nets fans who were booing him mercilessly in the first half. Jimmy Butler brings that too. So the Sixers have it. They've got those guys that will fight you. And the Nets are game for that. But we're going to need a little more of that in these playoffs. Without LeBron James, you don't necessarily have, well, you have one or two polarizing figures that people will tune in to watch. Either they love him or they hate him. And Kevin Durant fits that category. for the last several years. Steph Curry, though I think he's more beloved than anybody, hates him. People love to watch him play. The Warriors, though, they have that group of guys. Draymond Green, same thing. That polarizing quality. Now, in the NHL, I think Alex Ovechkin's much more beloved now after winning the cup and us getting to see that human side of him. Sidney Crosby has the love or hate quality to him, but he's gone. In terms of the spice, well, the Maple Leafs, Bruins bring it. The Sharks keep losing teeth courtesy of the Golden Knights. And so that series has some history and some animosity, some edge, some intensity to it. Canes and Capitals may as well. There is likely to be some payback for the TJ Oshie hit by the rookie Warren Fogel. So Fogel sends him crashing into the boards with a hit from behind, a play that Alex calls dirty. Oshie could miss significant time, and Washington coach Todd Reirden is already calling for the NHL to step up and take some action.
Something that's going to be reviewed by the league. I just know that a defenseless player that's a distance from the boards that can't protect himself is in a vulnerable spot. And as a result, we won't be having a player, one of our key players for quite some time.
And so I'm looking for, I don't want guys to get injured, but I'm looking for a couple of good feuds. I'm looking for some guys who dislike each other, who can bring some of that quality to the playoffs. I feel like that explains it perfectly. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. The Warriors got to practice not choking a game after they made dubious history by coughing up a 31-point lead. And here's something to watch, even as I'm talking about Kevin Durant, and you'll hear from KD a little bit later. Andrew Bogut started in place of Boogie Cousins, who's now injured and out, more than likely the rest of the way. But Bogut hasn't played 25 minutes since 2017. It's been a couple years. And what a move by the Warriors to bring him back. What foresight to have him on the roster now. 8 points, 5 assists, 14 rebounds for Bogut. And so they go back to a more of a small ball style without Boogie Cousins. And they're putting up a lot of points against the Clippers. But the Andrew Bogut factor is massive because he can step in without having that learning curve on this championship team. The San Antonio Spurs had a massive advantage in the paint themselves against the Nuggets. Plus, they just own the Nuggets in Texas. In both points in the paint and rebounds, that was a huge deal. And then Derek White. He was aggressive from the jump. A career-high 36 points. And at the same time, his counterpart, Jamal Murray, who had 21 points in the fourth quarter of the Nuggets comeback in Game 2, was held to just a half dozen points. So it's kind of fun to hear Greg Popovich gushing. When does he ever gush over one of his players?
Yeah, he's okay. He's okay. I have to answer that question. You were at the game, right? He was obviously spectacular. I don't know what else to say. At both ends of the floor.
Derek White came out like he hadn't eaten in 2 days. He came out hungry. He came out pissed off. And he sent a very loud and clear message. Now, I'm anxious to see our guys. How do we respond to that? Where is your pride?
Mike Malone will say it where Greg Popovich won't. He came out like he hadn't eaten in 2 days. Well, that's what Coach Pop was trying to say. So, yeah, career night for Derek White. 36 points. And then, as we mentioned, Ben Simmons, a playoff best 31 for him, and finally quieted the boos in Brooklyn, where the Nets fans were getting their first postseason hoop since 2015. So there is some potential. We may not get Sixers Celtics this year, but that series would certainly have it. That edge, that animosity, the feuds, not the family feuds. Although it would be kind of fun if we got some Family Feud teams to throw down. I don't know if my family would or not. I think my brother would. My brother likes a good fight. Oh, my sister-in-law. She's 5 foot nothing and Filipino. She bring it. That would be kind of fun. However, in lieu of that, we need some feuds in sports. I wasn't sure until this show, until I'd been thinking about it. Do we miss LeBron James in the playoffs? I don't know that you miss him specifically, though certainly fans of his will. But what you miss is the history in the past and the polarizing nature of a LeBron James in the playoffs. It adds buzz. You miss the buzz around LeBron James. There are some teams and players out there with buzz, but it's not as many. And I'm waiting for it to develop. I'm waiting to hear the buzz in these NBA playoffs. We're definitely getting it with Caps and Canes, Sharks and Golden Knights, and definitely Maple Leafs Bruins. Lots of extracurricular activity. Familiarity breeds contempt. Need a little more of it in the NBA. And maybe we need some more athletes going, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. Who can get away with that? Yes, Steph Curry can definitely get away with it. He might. If you poke the bear too much, he might say it. Could we get Damian Lillard to say it? I'm the Dame. You know who I am. Probably not. I don't know if that fits him. Even better if it comes with the biatches on the end. So can we hear Kevin Durant before we take our break? This was KD from Wednesday when he was being asked about Patrick Beverley guarding him and his aggressive approach and when he was going to take the ball off the dribble and when he was going to pass off to his teammates. And he gives this long, drawn-out answer, but he wraps it up with this exclamation point.
Kevin Durant, you know who I am.
I do kind of feel like the bitches fits perfectly at the end. Or bras. Pardon my language at, 2:15 in the morning, Pacific time. Although you all may still be awake on your Thursday night and you're feeling it. Maybe that's not the first thing you wanted to hear if you're on the East Coast and getting ready for your Friday. But it's a Friday. It's a Fri-yay. It's also a holiday weekend, Easter weekend. So some of you may already be traveling. I know part of my family is. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. Money Mayweather. He could get away with saying, I'm Money Mayweather. You know who I am. That tweet came from Mr. Sawyers. And then Brian, who's filling in for Dave, says Conor McGregor. Yeah, but right now I might scoff at that. Yeah, you're Conor McGregor. You're a criminal. You should be in jail. You're just a punk. How about you back it up? He does a whole lot of talking, but I'm not sure he does a whole lot of walking right now. Walking into trouble, maybe. All right, so Twitter, Facebook, we'll get to your calls. We got full phone lines, so Chris is going to get right to those, aren't you, Chris? It's Chris's favorite part of the job. He loves it. I'm not sure, actually, Chris, if I had to ask you, covering for the newsroom when they suck and they don't put the audio into our folders or answering the phone calls, which would be your favorite part?
I would gladly come in 5 hours earlier and be in the newsroom if the callers followed three simple instructions. Get off your speakerphone is the most important one. Get right to your point is the second most important one. And third, and finally, do not spend 5 minutes on one single point. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for letting me rant.
Chris, the get off my lawn guy. Do you need an intern? Do we need to get you an intern?
If I could have somebody just screen the calls, yes, my life would be so much easier.
Oh, okay. So Chris wants to hand off. Anybody want to volunteer to answer phone calls? Here. That guy called earlier.
The problem is you think you have a good caller, and then all of a sudden comes time to get on the air, and it all just goes down the toilet.
You know who I am.
That was a facepalm Friday. We thought that guy was dying. We're glad he didn't. At least we hope he didn't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Kevin Durant.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Here's Tobias on a screen by Boban. Pulls up, left elbow too long, and Marjanovic gets the rebound. Boban back to Tobias. Three ball shot in the air. It's good. The Sixers once again getting multiple second chance opportunities. 14 points in that regard. 5-point lead. 9:45 to go. Back to Ben. Again, they're playing a 2-3 zone. Simmons drives on that zone. Down low right. Banked it in. They gave Simmons ample room, and he makes him pay. Driving on an angle. Left to right. Ben Simmons now 20 points. 9 of 10. Down to Jimmy. Butler surrounded by three men. Bumped out of bounds. He kicked it out to Tobias. Off balance. Three ball right side. That's good. What a shot by Tobias Harris. A triple from the right perimeter. And the Sixers have gone up by 9. Harris is perfect from beyond. He's made 6 threes in the game. Here's Ben Simmons. They flew by, and Simmons with a jam. That might do it right there. They thought the Sixers were going to hand off to J.J. Redick. That was like a quarterback faking and then keeping it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I don't think Ben Simmons can drop the line. I'm Ben Simmons. You know who I am. Not yet, anyway, but a few more performances like that on the playoff stage. 31 points for him, a career postseason best. Also, Tobias Harris, 29 points and 16 rebounds. And the guy who was acquired from the Clippers in a trade also went 6 for 6 from beyond the arc. So a pretty impressive performance in the second half, especially by the Sixers. Tom McGinnis on their radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Joel Embiid might get laughed at, but he doesn't mind getting laughed at. I could see him dropping the line. I'm Joel Embiid. You know who I am. Also, those of you who are tweeting me that a certain owner of the New England Patriots could drop the line, I'm Bob Kraft. You know who I am. You all are sick and twisted. It's an Easter weekend, for God's sakes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. You can call our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Carrie is listening in Portland. Carrie, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for taking my call. Uh-huh. I wanted to talk a little bit about the growl in the NHL playoffs, especially the Capitals Kane series, mm-hmm. and the Golden Knights Shark series. I don't know if you saw, but over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend, days all run together after a while driving a truck overnight. But Ovechkin had a fight with a rookie,
yes,
from the Hurricanes, and the kid got a concussion.
He should have known better.
Tonight, yeah, he definitely should have known better. He was way in over his head. And, you know, did you see the other controversy about that, where the kid's brother that plays for Detroit said something on Instagram about Ovechkin?
I didn't.
And I guess the league's looking into that. It was a threat. But and then TJ Oshie takes the shot from behind tonight. So definitely that's a series with a little growl at this point.
It is, and I would expect some payback. I'm thinking a little Tom Wilson payback, actually. That might be the right way to go. That might be too obvious for the Capitals, but I don't think the Caps are going to let that go.
Oh, I don't think they will either. Hate to see Wilson get suspended long term again. And
I was being facetious, but yes.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be surprised to see him do it, though, to be honest. And then Vegas and the Sharks, they played in the conference final last year, right?
I think it was second round.
Was it second round?
I think so.
And then you had Joe Thornton the other night took kind of a cheap shot on a kid behind the play that Reeves wasn't very happy about. So, you know, there's getting to be a little growl in that series too, which is kind of fun to see. They should be two really well-matched teams.
Yeah, they're very physical and lots of cheap shots, lots of teeth that have been knocked out on the Sharks side anyway. So definitely.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, that one's got some animosity to it, absolutely. All right, Carrie, thanks so much for the phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Miguel is listening in Atlanta. Miguel, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The sports figures that I can think of that could drop that line, well, Jordan was the original dropper, but the other ones that I could think of was Kawhi Leonard and Cristiano Ronaldo.
I don't think Kawhi would. That's not his personality. In fact, we barely get to see the man laugh.
Personality, but he could drop it if it was his personality.
Yeah, I think he's restored that after last year skipping almost all of the season, especially at the end, and going AWOL on his teammates. I do kind of feel like he's restored that, so he could do that now. But gosh, he doesn't even laugh in public. Ronaldo is one, though. Yes, he definitely could. Isn't he the guy that did the, he's the one who did the commercial in the hotel where he's outside in his underwear. So any guy who's comfortable doing an international commercial where he's parading around in his underwear would absolutely be able to drop the line. I'm Ronaldo. You know who I am.
And he would back it.
Yeah, no, he does. He certainly does that. Yeah. I would agree with that, Miguel. Those are good ones. Thanks so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Let's talk to Doug, who's in South Carolina. Welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you. First time, long time.
Awesome.
So basically, if I'm hearing you correctly, you want the bad boy Celtics rivalry to come back to the NBA.
I want the bad boy Pistons, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Celtics rivalry.
Well, I'd be okay with that. I mean, I kind of feel like the Warriors have a little bit of that quality to them. Draymond Green, Kevin Durant's getting more arrogant by the day, which is not bad for the league. Steph Curry, we know, is all kinds of crazy out there. And Klay Thompson has got an ego as well. So I definitely think they have that quality, but the NBA isn't in the same place it was then where you can throw down anymore. Well, now, if you accidentally touch someone with your elbow, you could get a flagrant foul.
Amy, I want to pay you one more compliment, if I may.
Okay.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I think you're awesome. And I wish that CBS Sports Radio would do a simulcast with you on TV.
Oh, no.
It would be awesome.
Well, it would be hysterical because I talk with my hands and I frequently throw things, and especially when I throw things in the double pane glass because that's why they have two glasses there so I can't hit the guys with stuff. I don't think anybody would find that interesting. For very long. But thank you, Doug. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too. Considering that Chris has to... Well, Chris hides behind his computer screen, so he doesn't actually see me the whole time. He's down in a little short chair, so I don't see him much. But I feel like you guys should back me up on this. Nobody needs to see me talking with my hands and all the other stuff I do in here. I'm constantly playing with my pen. I move around a lot. Like, during Ask Amy Anything, I fidget back and forth. That wouldn't make for good TV.
This is a point of conflict for me because I'm also big on content for the show and anything involving you, whether it's a pre-law video or it's a picture or a story, always drives 10 times more content than anything else. So I think it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
So you're saying that it would be a good idea for us to do more visual content?
For the show.
For the show.
For
okay.
the show.
Well. I got a laugh out of Kawhi. Brian actually wanted to start an Instagram account for the show, and I don't know how I feel about that. It's so much social media. It's way too much.
It have to be all you. The thing is, if we wanted the likes and the comments and the retweets
I don't.
And this and that, it would
you
be,
do.
Well, I do because it's good for the show, and what's good for the show is good for
speaking
all.
Of that, when was our last pre-law?
about the time that cough happened.
Wait, what happened to pre-law? How come you've all of a sudden biffed it?
Just the NHL, NBA playoffs. It's an all-encompassing affair every night.
Oh, I'm Chris Thomas. You know who I am, bitches. So Andrew Bogish is here in studio. Have you heard?
What's happened to the show
here,
this
morning? Here, I'll tell you what's happened. Because I feel like this is the natural progression to KD's comment. You heard him say, I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Can you...
Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
Bitches. I mean, it just fits perfectly there.
If you say so.
It does. Come on. I mean, I had to apologize to my grandma already once, and I know it's a Friday morning and people are waking up, and that's probably the first thing they heard before they hit snooze.
Yeah.
But it has that quality to it. As Chris said, it's the mic drop. That's just, it's the word that accompanies the mic drop.
Yeah.
Bitches.
I guess I just, it's startling to hear it from you. That's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I feel like it's out of character.
To say the word biatch?
Yeah. That, and any variation of that, the B
really?
Word. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I might have picked you last in a fantasy draft of CBS Sports Radio hosts.
Well, if we're talking about the F word.
No, just the dropping bitches. I don't even want to say it.
You sound so uncomfortable when you say it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't say it often, and every time I do say it, my face gets red. However, I feel like it fits perfectly there. I'm trying to be edgy, Andrew.
You're done.
I'm done being edgy?
No, no.
Usually when I say A-S-S. I say, well, I don't say it like that. I say A double curvy roads instead of saying the actual word. See,
and that's exactly why I wouldn't have pegged you to be dropping the B word this morning.
So if you could only feel how
H-E double hockey sticks.
Right, that I've said that too.
I know.
Although hell is in the Bible, so I'm okay with saying that. And actually ass is too, describing a donkey.
Right.
But I don't think bitches is.
I don't think so. At least not in this usage.
So I have been very squirmy about it. I just feel like it you know, made me sound like I was cool and hip and also up with the times or whatever.
Word.
Want to say it one more time?
Nope. I'll let you.
I can't. Now
keep
I'm
you on the sinking ship. The boss comes in.
Yeah, I was wondering. Come on. People say it on the air all the time.
I know, what I'm expecting is our boss, Mark Chernoff, has a strange flow chart for what you're allowed to say and what you're not, and like things you can say once but not twice or three times but not four. So you might have hit the bitch's limit this morning.
Ooh, I love how it's so comfortable for you to say too.
It just doesn't seem right
to
be
no
saying
street
it.
Cred.
I'm sorry.
I know,
America.
No, it you're sorry, America.
Yeah.
We had this guy who almost died on the air earlier.
Jody Mac?
No, it wasn't him. He did that twice on the air. And I didn't really know what to do.
You probably should have hung up and called 911 for him. You have his number, they could search it.
Oh, heavens. All right, well, this was some awkward radio this morning. I love it. Absolutely. We'll get you prepared for the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Here on After Hours, we end every show the same way.
Boom! I just laid down the A-law. Boom!
You know it. You love it. Now we're cranking it up a notch. After Hours presents the best highlights.
Foles running up and down the lights. A direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball!
And the most sizzling reaction.
Thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. The greatest sports show in America.
Boom!
I'm very, excited. I'm always excited if you just stayed in Cleveland.
It's the boom moment of the week. Here's Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Deep slot, Barry. Back from McKinnon. McKinnon looking for space. Right in front. Score! Gabriel Landeskog brings it in. Landeskog right down Broadway. Far side, Soderberg. Rats in. One-timer. Score! Yeah! Baby! What a one-timer from Mikko Rantanen!
It was a team effort again, you know. We went back again 2-0, but we fought back, and there's lots of belief in that team. You know, we believe we can do it every night, and that's what we got it done tonight.
Those were my favorite calls of the week from the ice. Mikko! I feel like I do it pretty well. An imitation. Remind me who that was. So it's the Colorado Avalanche Radio Network, and Mikko had the tying goal to force overtime. And then Connor McGehee with the call in sudden death. It was just fantastic. Yeah! I think fans who listen on the radio want their announcers to be homers or homer-ish. I know that there have been, in my time, there have been coaches for whom I worked that wanted to me to be more of a homer instead of being vanilla, so to speak, and instead of calling it evenly a game on the radio or TV, they wanted me to remember my audience and be more slanted and not biased necessarily, but slanted in terms of the coverage for the team that was paying me. So it makes sense. Mikko! It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. How many athletes out there could legit drop the KD line? I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am. Who else could get away with that? Dustin Johnson probably could, though I don't know that he would. But the world's best includes Dustin Johnson and Francesco Molinari, Bryson DeChambeau, Jordan Spieth. he probably couldn't get away with it right now. They head to beautiful Hilton Head Island for the RBC Heritage this weekend on CBS. You know who else couldn't get away with it? Right now, maybe not ever, though we shall see what his future holds. Josh Rosen, 1 year deep in his NFL career, and his future is uncertain. I know there's a lot of buzz about his comments to SITV. It's the series that they're doing as he is in the Grand Canyon with some former teammates of his from UCLA, and they're spending 24 hours with him. So not all of the interview is about football, but the part that turned heads was about his rookie season, and he was pretty open for the first time regarding what was a difficult rookie campaign, as well as the rumors that he could be traded to make way for Kyler Murray.
I think the season probably went as poorly as it could possibly go, but within that, had an unbelievable time. I think when people talk about, like, you can't listen to criticism or don't ever read articles, like, you have to be aware of what's going on to a certain extent. So, like, I definitely understand the situation. I mean, it's annoying, but, like, it is what it is. Football is a business, and I definitely respect the higher-ups and their decisions. Like, we won 3 games, and each one of those wins, to me, it felt like we won the Super Bowl. And, like, that feeling is so intoxicating, and that's why I just want nothing more than to be a part of a team next year and have the same opportunities to go out and compete. I think, like, the best advice I've ever gotten in life from so many different people is control what you can control, and whatever decisions are made, it's my duty to prove them right if they keep me and prove them wrong if they ship me off.
Josh Rosen speaking to SITV as part of a 24-hour series from the Grand Canyon. The background was pretty amazing, and he retweeted that particular snippet from the interview, so he's not trying to hide it. Maybe someday he'll be able to say, I'm Josh Rosen. Do you know who I am? But right now you can understand why he is annoyed at all the speculation over his future and why it's hard to plan for this offseason, to plan for his future at all, because he doesn't know where he's going to be in a couple days. And I think we can all identify with that. When we have a lack of job security, we have uncertainty. Certainly in the radio and TV business, there's a lot of that, tons of turnover. One day you're gainfully employed, and the next day you're just not, and there's no reason necessarily given. It's happened to me more than once. And so I can identify with Josh Rosen, and I do think this sets him up for maybe a chip on his shoulder and want to prove himself down the road. Again, that's the current Cardinals quarterback on SITV, but he also retweeted a bunch of the links from this interview with Sports Illustrated. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're heading toward the Easter weekend. It's a Good Friday, and I know a lot of people have already started their weekend. My mom has a long weekend off of school, and I've got other family members who are traveling. So if that's you, if you're going to get in the car or hop a flight, please travel safely. Enjoy your weekend. David is listening in Green Bay. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Well, good morning, Amy, and happy Friday.
Thank you.
Amy, no one's mentioned any of the great and poignant female stars that might be able to drop the KD line. I'm thinking the Williams sisters, maybe. Danica Patrick, Lindsey Vonn. Mm. You might even add a few that you might consider, but we take it one step further. Mm-hmm. I think radio hosts could come up today on the role you're on. I'd love to hear it one time. I'm Amy Lawrence. You know who I am. Bitches.
Absolutely not. That's never happening. That's never happening. David, not even in the privacy of my own home. But thank you. I appreciate the confidence. Yeah, I would definitely say Serena Williams, and probably she has thought that if she's never said it before, but she can. The greatest female tennis player of all time, if not the greatest tennis player of all time. I don't know about Danica Patrick. I mean, she's very talented, but in terms of what she accomplished in a race car, would she do it because of her social media and Q rating, or would she do it because of what she accomplished behind the wheel? She definitely broke barriers, but she also really loved the wall. Let's see. Lindsey Vonn could do it. Maya Moore could do it. Sue Bird could do it. Lisa Leslie could do it. Oh, Doris Burke could do it too, even though she probably wouldn't ever, but she's awesome. Yeah, there are certainly some female athletes out there who could drop the line. I'm Kevin Durant. Well, I'm blank. You know who I am. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I was looking at the upcoming schedule, and both NBA, NHL, we're starting to get now to the nitty-gritty now in terms of the series, and there's a lot of potential for Game 7s. But as I, and this is kind of what we talked about earlier in the show, as I was looking at Saturday's NBA schedule, do you know there's a part of me that feels like yawning? I need a little more of the buzz. I need a little more of the animosity and the feuding. And these four series that we have on Saturday, they do not incite a fire to set my DVR or to watch them, to do nothing but sit on my couch all day and watch. Well, I sit in a chair. But to do nothing but sit in my big chair all day and watch NBA. Now, Brooklyn, Philadelphia, that's a game four. That's the first of the quadruple header on Saturday. But come on. How many people are gung-ho, can't wait to watch Spurs and Nuggets? Or Milwaukee and Detroit. Yes, if you love Giannis, Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, Ryan Connaughton, I could go on and on. There's plenty of Milwaukee firepower to go around, but Detroit is not offering a whole lot in return. And then Houston, Utah. Yeah, if you love James Harden, big fan of Chris Paul. Oh, maybe Clint Capella's your guy, but Utah's offering nothing in return. This is what I'm talking about. I need some edge. I need a little intensity. And I don't know that the Oklahoma City Thunder will be able to fight back, but I think it's to the detriment of the NBA if Russell Westbrook and Paul George and the Thunder are out in this first round. I don't want to see Portland out either. I actually hate that these two teams are against each other in the opening round, but I do love some Russell Westbrook versus Dame Lillard. Give me all of that. And so that comes up on Sunday evening. It's a scene shifting to Oklahoma City, so it's an 8:30 local start time. And the Patrick Beverley, Kevin Durant, I don't think we can call it a feud. KD's having the best of it right now. But certainly that's a good one too. We need a little Lance Stephenson versus LeBron James. Although they ended up on the same team this year. But that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's where we miss LeBron. Right? We miss him because you either love him or you hate him. And because he has a history with pretty much everybody in the league. That's what I'm looking for this weekend. All right? I need a little animosity. I need some feuding. I need some pushing and shoving. I need some extracurricular activity when the referee's not looking. I need guys shoving guys or sitting on them when they're down. Oh, but we don't want technical fouls, though. Enjoy your Easter weekend. We'll talk to you Sunday night. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.